Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Our pastor preached on, I think it is Colossians chapter 1. Verse 24 there, hallelujah.
Verse 24.
And then Paul said that there is work that Christ needs to finish.
Upaul uthi ikhona imsebenzi uChrist adinga ukuqeda.
When Christ died on the cross, he said it is finished.
Ngenkathi ehamba esiphambanweni wathi kuphelile.
But he was talking about his portion of work.
Kodwa wayekhuluma ngayo uqobo.
Hallelujah. Now there is work
kunomsebenzi
that he still needs to do.
Odinga siwenze.
Here on earth.
Silapha emhlabeni.
Using you and I.
Ukusebenzisa mina nawe.
That work he needs to do through you.
Lowo msebenzi kumele awenze ngawe.
Because the Bible says he lives in us.
Ngokuba iBhayibheli lithi uphila kithi.
So that work, when you die, you also need to say it is finished.
Ukuthi lowo msebenzi mawufa unawe uthi kuphelile.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to preach shortly.
Ngizoshumayela kafushane.
Even my English is twisting around.
English yami incane.
I'm going to preach shortly. Hallelujah.
Ngizoshumayela kancane.
And I've not really titled my message, but
ngizogcila kwi message.
We will see as it goes. Hallelujah.
Sizobona.
So I want us to talk about being like Christ.
Ngifuna sikhulume ngokuba njengoKristu.
We once had a camp with our pastor.
Sike saba ne camp sino pastor.
At Altenlecker.
Singekho.
The camp was titled Predestined.
I camp yayiku.
I feel like I'm swallowing my
ngizwe ngathi ngikunye.
My voice.
I voice yami.
Hallelujah. So what pastor was preaching about there was that we should be like Christ.
Ubaba eshumela ngakho ukuthi kumele sibe njengoKristu.
We are Christians, we should be like our master Jesus.
Kumele sibe njengaye.
And we are, as Christians, we are not here for ourselves.
NjengamaKristu asikho lapha ngokwethu.
Every person living on this earth,
they are
not here for themselves.
Akekho ngaye.
You are here for somebody else.
Singumuntu omunye.
Hallelujah. Your work is to come
imsebenzi yakho
and fetch someone who is also lost.
Ithathe omunye olahlekile.
Because when you were lost, he came for you.
Ngoba na ulahlekile wesa.
We were all foreigners in this religion.
Sonke sizihambi lapha.
We were not Christians.
Besingebona amaKristu.
But he came and died for us.
Kodwa weza wasifela.
So if we say we love him,
uma sithi
siyamthanda, we need to be like him.
Kumele sifane naye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us go to Luke, the book of John chapter 21.
Asiyene encwadini ngokwa Johane chapter 21
verse 15.
Verse 15.
John 21 verse 15. I'm going to read it. It says, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see that if you love God, his sheep is going to be the number one thing that is always on your mind.
Uyabona ukuthi mawuthanda uNkulunkulu izimvu zakhe izoba nazoba phambili.
He cares about his people.
Unendaba ngabantu
bakhe. He loves his people.
Uyabathanda abantu bakhe.
That's why even he had to send Moses to Egypt.
Ingakho kwakumela athumele uMose eGibhithe.
To go take out his people from slavery. Hallelujah. If you and I are being like
Christ,
we should care about the sheep.
Kumele sinakekele izimvu.
We should think about the sheep.
Kumele sicabangele.
I like it. Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
UJesu wathi ipha izimvu zami.
It means that when the people are still coming to Christ, they are like lambs.
Kushukuthi bakhona abantu abaseza abafana nezimvu.
Amen. They are still fragile. You need to bring them from the streets, from wherever.
Basebuthakathaka ngesibala ledradini.
Very fragile, very soft. You need to take. You don't give them. You don't start by giving them grass. You start by giving them milk even. Hallelujah. So you take care of them until they become sheep. But when they become sheep, you don't leave them. He said, feed my sheep. So he's going to say, feed my sheep. After they become sheep, you still take care of the people. And even when they are now sheep, it doesn't mean they've matured. You feed them until they are sheep. He says it three times. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Hallelujah. So you need to go and check yourself. Are you still a lamb? Or are you sheep number one? Or are you sheep number two? You have matured. And if you are now that sheep that has matured, why don't you go and be like Christ?
Why
you
go
fetch other lambs and groom them until someone is at the level where you are? You know scripture, at least one or two scriptures. Why don't you do the same for your brothers? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are born in this world to touch lives, to change lives. It is our mission, it is our assignment as Christians. It is God's cry that we become like Jesus. Hallelujah. When Adam was made, it is sin that caused him not to be like God anymore.
So,
to be like Christ
anymore.
So Jesus came to show us an example. To lead the way that this is how you need to bring people back to God. That relationship to build it back to where it was. To its original state. When you become a Christian, you are being born again. That's why it's been called being born again. You are being born again to be like God, to be like Christ. Hallelujah. Because the human sin, the human nature, it doesn't, when we are in sin, we don't look like Christ. But when you are born again, you need to transform and change and become more and more like Christ. And don't be selfish and leave others behind. Hallelujah. And we need to be focused on our mission of being like Christ. Because there are so many things that are happening in this world. We have our personal lives where we need to build our lives. You need a house, you need a car, you need education. These worldly things can cause us to lose our focus on the real assignment. We can easily be so focused on the life that we forget about the sheep, that we forget about the lambs. There you are moving, going, seeking education, which is not wrong, but don't forget the assignment. You're getting good jobs. You're moving from glory to glory. Promotions after promotion.
And
what about the sheep? What about your love for God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus never lost focus.
UJesu akazalahle
ukubheka kwakhe. He knew what he was here for.
Wayazi ukuthi uzeleni
lapha. He lived his life knowing
impilo yakhe.
When he was 12 years old.
Weminyaka emama shuma amabili.
Pastor even said it last week that they found him in a church.
Wathi wathola
ibandla. Already interested in scriptures and talking to pastors in the church.
Wabethanda ukuba
sesonto. When his parents came looking for him, he said, "Why are you looking for me?"
Abazabakhe befuna ukumbheka.
Don't you know?
Wathanazi.
That I am about my father's business.
Ukuthi ngisebenzini kababa na.
He knew his assignment.
Wayazi mission yakhe.
12 years old already he was focused.
Mashuma amabili nambili wasazi.
Hallelujah. So my plea to you is also be focused.
Ntumelo yami ukuthi
as you are looking to be well in life, don't lose your assignment.
Ungalahli mission yakho. Amen.
Don't be too much focused on the money that you need to acquire, on the business that you need to build, on the career that you need to build, on your school that you need to need, one master's and doctorate, that you forget the assignment of bringing others back to their original state with God. When Jesus was now getting old,
uJesu ngenkathi bamdala,
he didn't lose focus still.
Akazaza.
Remember when he was 12, he said,
uyakhumbule na 12
wathi, I'm about my father's business.
Wathi ngisemsebenzini kababa.
When he has grown now,
mayekhulile futhi,
he didn't lose his focus.
Akaza bheke emumva.
I mean, I'm sure there were girls.
Ngiyazi ukuthi kwakukhona
namantombazana. You know,
ababe ngamdisturb.
At a certain stage, you know, there's temptations. Hallelujah. But he never lost focus.
Kodwa akaze.
The miniskirts didn't disturb him.
Ikete incane akaze
zimdisturb.
Akaze zimnyakazisa.
He knew what he was here for.
Wayazi ukuthi uzeleni lapha.
The Jekbuta of his time, it was there.
Amajekbuta ngalezo khathi babe khona.
What do you call it? That place.
Yini leze ngapha phezulu?
Smokehouse.
Oh, smokehouse.
The smokehouse of his days.
Babe
it was
khona.
Probably there.
Yes.
But he never lost focus.
Kodwa akaze azalahle ukubheka kwakhe.
Let us go to John chapter 4 verse 31.
Asiye kuwa Johane chapter 4 verse 31.
The Bible reads, meanwhile his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" And then he replied in verse 34, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." I'm going to read that again. "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Can you see that this person is focused?
Uyabona lo muntu ukuthi ubhekile.
He was old. He was in an age maybe where he could have gotten a girlfriend.
Waye semnyakeni ukuba ngaba
ne
girlfriend.
I've got souls to win.
Kodwa ngoba waye
got an assignment to finish.
Waye an assignment okumele ayiqede.
So I'm asking you also, be focused.
Ngiyacela nawe, ngicela uqaphele.
Life is happening. Yes, we need to get this and that.
Kumele sithole
lokho nalokho. We need to chase dreams and that.
Sidinga wonke amaphupho.
Do not forget the assignment.
Kodwa ungalahleki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was holy.
UJesu wayengcwele.
He was holy.
Wayengcwele.
Hebrews 7:24. Nompumelela, can you kindly read for me? Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24 to 26. Hebrews 7:24 to 26.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews and the 7th chapter, verse 24. But he, because he continues forever, he has an unchangeable priesthood. 25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. 26. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. 27.
Just up to 26.
Oh, 26.
Yeah. read for me Romans chapter 8, 29. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29.
The book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Hallelujah. He is a firstborn among many brethren. Who are the brethren?
We are.
So if Christ was holy, we ought to be holy as well.
Christ,
hallelujah. It's going to be difficult for you to be like him and then yet you are not holy. Hallelujah. We need to be holy as Christ is holy. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
The book of Jeremiah in the first chapter, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Hallelujah. What is God saying? Before you were born, before you were formed,
before
in your mother's womb,
before
I knew you. God gave you an assignment before you were even formed in your mother's
assignment
womb.
Before
you're not hearing me. God ordained you. God sanctified you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, he says he knew you.
Wagwazi.
I feel like sometimes we don't even know ourselves. But God knows us.
God to Jesus, yasazi.
And his assignment for us is that we be like his son Jesus. It is his desire that we be like our master Jesus. Hallelujah. So God gave you an assignment before you were even born. Now that you are growing, it is time that you accomplish. It is time that you finish that work that God has done in you. Jesus was a soul winner himself. He came from heaven to earth to die. That is soul winning, to win us to God. Hallelujah. And we need to be soul winners. If we are like Jesus, we need to be soul winners. Daniel 12:3 says that the one who wins souls will shine like a star forever. Jesus was a star. If you are putting your hands together, put them in for Jesus. Jesus was a star. You are born to become a star. You are a star. You are called to become a star. It is your destiny to become a star. It is your destiny to become like Jesus. It is your destiny to be a soul winner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says we should seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added. When you seek the kingdom of God, you seek God's heart. What do you want me to do, God? What does your kingdom need? How can I be part of seeking the kingdom? How can I play my role? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, and all these things
will
be added unto you. It means that when you do his work, he will do your work. The things that you need in life, God knows them. He's not ignorant that you need a house, that you need a car, that he has an assignment. assignment for you to finish. When you do his assignment and you are on, and you forget about yourself, and you think about the souls, you forget that you are not here for yourself. You remember that I'm here to do God's work. I was born with a purpose. I was born to serve with a destiny to be like Christ. Then God will do your work. You will see everything will just start falling into place. Because you have taken the cross and you are following Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I told you I'm going to
shortly.
So I want us to go through the character of Jesus when he was doing the soul winning. How can you become like him and win souls like him? Number one. Sinners were not his enemies.
Izoni bengezona izitha zakhe.
Did you hear me, somebody?
Uyangizwa.
Sinners.
Izoni.
Were not his enemies.
Bengezona izitha zakhe.
They are his brothers and sisters.
Bekungobhuti bakhe nosisi bakhe.
Hallelujah. At one time, his parents and brothers came looking for him. He was in church. He said, "Who is my mother? Who is my father?" He said, "These ones, they are my brothers and father and mother. This is my family." Hallelujah.
Amen.
The leaders of the church, they always spoke bad about him drinking and eating with sinners. Jesus didn't discriminate the sinners. He didn't discriminate them to say, "No, I'm too holy for you. You be there. You can't come to me like that." Sinners were his friends. So if we are going to be like him, if someone is out there, is a sinner, you can see that this person is not a Christian. That person is not your enemy. That person is your brother. That person is your sister. That you need to go and fetch and show them the light. Without making them feel like they are sinners. Without making them feel bad. Am I preaching to someone? You know, sometimes the sinner is not someone who is really an obvious sinner. Hallelujah. When they brought a woman who was caught sinning, do you remember what Jesus did? He said, started writing on the floor. We all don't know what he was writing. He never said to the woman, "Oh, you are going to hell." No. He wrote on the floor and he said to the people who brought the woman, and these are church people, by the way, are the leaders who were Christians back then.
Yes.
The religious people
said to them,
"Among you, the one who doesn't have sin, let him cast the first stone." The one who doesn't have sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Maybe he was writing their sins as he was writing on the floor. And they were reading there and they were seeing their names and their sins. And they ran away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus never told sinners about hell. He had an approach when it comes to sinners. He rather said to the woman, "Go and sin no more." Hallelujah. So you and I, when we are doing this work, when we are bringing our brothers back to their father, let us not make them feel bad and feel like they are the worst sinners and their sins cannot be washed. if Jesus could wash your sins, he can wash their sins also. You are probably worse than them when you were a sinner. But now that you are born again, you are holier than thou. You cannot even go and outreach to someone because they are drunk. We are Christians. We don't talk to such people. Nonsense. Am I preaching to someone?
Yes,
we are being like Christ. We don't criticize or attack our brothers and sisters when they are in sin, and we feel like we are in light. You may find that you still have errors as you are sitting here. We are not perfect. Hallelujah. So when you think that you are standing, the Bible says take heed lest you fall. When you see someone who is lost, use love. Bring them to God with love. Don't tell you are drinking. You know that when you are drinking and you are a drunkard, you're going to end up in hell. And you open revelations for them. And you show them that the drunkards are going to go to hell.
No.
They will come. They will hear when they are here that the drunkards are going to go to hell. But try to bring them first with love. Without an attack. Am I preaching to someone? The Bible says that when we love Christ, we should feed the lamb. We don't tussle them or scare them. Because it's a tendency of Christians to first judge and attack. Because we feel like we are here and the other people are here. It's not right. We need to be friendly. Jesus was friendly and always showing sympathy to the world. When he looked at the people, he always saw them as sheep scattered without a shepherd. He always sympathized with the people. When a woman came and washed Jesus' feet with some tears and wiped with the hair. They were saying, why is he allowing this sinner to... Jesus is not like this. He didn't chase the woman away. Hallelujah. He allowed him because he was a friendly person. Hallelujah. So let's not attack our brothers and sisters. Rather, let's show them the way with love. Take their hand and bring them to where you are, where you feel like you are holy. Someone else needs to be also in the same level as you. They need you to go and pull them, show them love, and then bring them to where you are. That's why I said, weigh yourself, check yourself. Am I a lamb? If you are a lamb, you still need to go and fetch those other ones. They are not even lamb where they are. Bring them. Make them lamb as you are. If you are a sheep, bring them, make him a lamb and then make him a sheep. If you are a bigger sheep and you are here, you still need to go and fetch them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes you go and you meet people, you tell them about Christ,
and
they reject your Christ. It's okay. Jesus said, when you go to a place, in Matthew 10:14, when you go to a place and to a city and you are preaching and they are rejecting you, he said, shake off the dust of your feet and you go. You don't attack them. You don't say, no, what you are believing is wrong. You see, with what you are believing, you're going to go to hell. I tell you, it's true. You leave them. You shake the dust off your feet. You you've done your part.
Wenzile umsebenzi
wakho. At least you've tried. At least you have tried.
Yebo uzamile.
You'll meet people telling me I don't believe in God.
Abanye abakholelwa kuyena.
You will meet people who tell you me I believe in God and also in this. It's okay. Try to show them the way. If they don't want to see the way, you leave them. You shake off the dust off your feet. You don't attack them for what they believe in and whether you believe in that thing. Jesus was a gentleman. He never forced himself on anyone. Never. He would just be there preaching. People would rather be coming to him to listen to him. Even the ones that didn't believe in him, the Pharisees, they were always around. If you check, they were always around. They brought themselves. They just didn't believe in him that he's the Son of God. But he never tried to convince them. He just preached the word and left them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go to people and you are trying to do this work, be a good listener. Allow the people to talk. Some people have their own problems. People are going through a lot. People are depressed and going through things. They need you to be a listener. Jesus was a listener. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are there and they are talking, allow them. Give them that chance to talk. Because as they are talking to you, it means they're starting to trust you. They don't know you, remember? But they start telling you their problems. So this stranger is starting to trust you. So it will be easy for you to bring that stranger to the house of God. Because you've given them, it's not like, no, I'm here to win you to Christ. Don't talk. Don't come to church. That time the person needs to pour out their heart. So you need to be a listening ear sometimes to the people you are trying to bring to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they are going through things. People are going through things. So be a good listener. When is the time to talk, then you talk. Smile. Even now I'm preaching, you're not even smiling.
I feel
intimidated as I'm standing here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do what?
Yenzani.
Tell your neighbor, smile. Tell
umakhelwane ukuthi hleka.
Have you realized that when you smile, it's not you that sees the
smile?
If you can see your smile, raise your hand. I want to see witchcraft is this. Unless you are in front of a mirror, of course. But when you smile, it's for someone else. That's why I told you when I started that the work that you are here to do is not for you. It's for somebody else. You are here for someone else. Hence you need to smile. Sometimes a smile alone can heal someone who is going through something. If you are coming and they are feeling heavy and they are going through things, and just give them your nice smile. Your smell can brighten up their day. It can make them feel like it's going to be okay. It's not that bad. They are going through things. They are not even born again. But you are coming to them, you are a stranger. And then you smile to them. That smile, it's something that they might never forget. Hallelujah. And that smile is something that can open a door for you to talk to the person.
But
my brother, my sister, are you born again? Like, no. I don't even know what that means. Then you start explaining to them. But because you smile, it opened that door for you to be able to talk to them. If you're going to approach someone with are you gonna come? You don't fight with the people. Smile is very important.
Smile is so necessary.
Someone can come here for the first time. And an usher greets them with a smile. And they decide, you know what, I love this church. I'm
going to
stay in this church. When you ask them why, because they smiled at me. They gave me a smile. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By smiling, you don't know what you are doing to other people. And by your frown, you don't even know what you are doing to other people. As a soul winner, as someone who wants to be like Christ, learn to put a smile on your face. Be a cheerful person. Show love, show joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Practice it now. Look at your name and try smiling.
Hallelujah.
Remember people's names. Sister Mambro.
Sister Mom.
Can you please come to the front?
Tell us on the pump one.
What made you to stay in this church?
First time I came to the church, Mamu Rudy never forgot my name. So that is the reason I came back to church.
Amen.
Put your hands together for her. Can you see the decor behind me?
Yeah, I bought it decor for one.
It was done by Sister Mambro.
Yes, it was Sister Mam.
She's an usher in the church.
We usher something late.
Why did she stay? Because she came the second time and I called her by her name. Hello, Sister Mambrosius. I've never seen someone blush so much. Like I charmed her. She loved it. And then she told me she's staying in this church because I remembered her name. Wow. So when you are doing the work of God and you are winning souls, try to remember their names. Their names are important to them. Even your name. Let's say you are where? Maybe you are at SARS. Thank you, Sister Happiness. They are calling a list of names. You won't remember all those names. You are waiting for your name. Why? Because your name is important. When they call your name, you even you go because they called your name. So when you remember somebody's name, you are doing God's work. God also remembered people's names. When he called people, he called them by their names. Do you remember?
Moses.
Samuel. He remembered people's names. Our God. Elohim. He called people
Elohim,
by their names.
Said
Abraham.
What Abraham?
Even you, he knew before you were born. He knows your name. So it's important for you to know other people's names. Hallelujah. So I want us to do an exercise after church. Before you leave, check the person that you don't know their name. Go and greet them and introduce yourself and ask them their name and try to remember that name. Are we gonna do it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you interact with people, you are doing soul winning. you ask them questions.
Umboza imbozo.
Jesus also asked people questions. As he was doing his work, he came and asked a woman for water. The woman of Samaria. And then the woman responded. And then Jesus kept on asking questions until that woman said, no, this person knows
something.
By the end of their conversation, that woman was a soul winner. The Bible says he went to where he was staying and called all the people and said, come. Come and see the man who told me all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are talking to people and you are asking them, it also shows that you are interested in what they are saying. If you don't ask questions, even in class, the teacher doesn't know whether you understood or you are lost or you are listening. But if you are asking questions, it means you are listening. Isn't it? So you need to ask people questions as you interact with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Titus 3, verse 9. The book of Titus. Titus 3 verse 9. Are we there? Powerful, please read for me.
Titus 3 and verse 9. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read it in the NIV version. It says, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this point, avoid arguing about the word. There are people who, when you come, they see that this is a church person. They are ready to argue with you. They are ready to ask you, where does God come from?
I don't know.
I also don't know. But I believe in him. But the person is ready to challenge you, you see. You don't argue. Hallelujah. You don't argue with people who know. Who think it's normally people who are like the Pharisees. They think they know too much. The Bible says we shouldn't argue with them.
So
as you are doing a work of a soul winner, you don't argue with people. Someone says things, you just say, okay. You leave them two letters, okay. You leave them. Yesterday I was called Judas Iscariot. We were doing outreach here. Someone held me here. The person was drunk. And then he said to me, you are, Jesus had 12 disciples. You are
Judas Iscariot.
I said, why are you saying that? And the person said to me, the Bible is warning us about fake prophets.
What
a
Bible
you are a fake prophet.
About prophet.
I said, I'm not even a prophet.
Not saying some prophet.
You see, as you are doing this work, it's not an easy work.
Amen.
At some point, I was feeling because I felt like this person wants to beat me or something. The way he was holding me very tight. I said, please let go. You are harassing me now. I won't let you go. You are Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot.
I said, the person was telling me that.
Lo muntu wayetshela mina lokho.
The person was telling me that.
Wangitshela ukuthi.
They have church inside of them, so they don't need to go to church.
Phakathi kubona abadinga
besonto. So I said, okay, that's fine. Let me go. I just want to go.
Ufuna ukuhamba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you meet such people who want to argue
and want to reason
and they think they know.
Your
answer to them should be okay.
Answer kubona ukuthi okay.
And leave them.
And uhambe.
That scripture says do not argue about the law. About controversies. About genealogies. They are ready to quarrel and waste your time. I don't know, and I was afraid. When that lady held me and said, I'm not letting you go. And he said he was a soldier.
What a really soldier.
We go through things, I tell you. Hallelujah. My last point for today. Encourage people to come as they are. Like I said, the people you are going to are people of the world. They are sinners. They are in the world. Going about their own lives. Encourage them to come as they are. Some of them, they want to come to church. But they feel like, I'm worse. I drink every weekend. How can I go to church?
But
nice smoke. How can I go to church? Some feel like, they've got their own things that they feel afraid to come to the house of God. I always tell people, I find them drinking when I'm inviting them. They tell me, sisters
were born.
I was born. If you encourage them to come as they are, they will feel the love because it means you are not judging them. You are not oppressing them. They are already oppressed. They feel for them to drink that much, they are probably going through something to cause them to be drunkards. When you come and say, no, it's fine. Let's go to church. The Father is waiting for you as you are. The prodigal son, when he went away to a far country, he was now eating with pigs. Have you passed where the pigs stay? Have you smelled the pig? The area where pigs stay? Have you smelled it? Do you know how bad it smells? He was smelling like that. But he came home. What did the father do? He ran. He forgot that he was a king because his son that was lost was coming home. He ran. The Bible says that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Hallelujah. So encourage people to come as they are. Be that brother that's going to save. Come home. Be that sister that's going to be like, come home. Dad is not angry at you. Dad is not angry at you. Dad is not mad at you. Dad is ready to love you. Dad is ready to forgive you. Just come. As you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The problem with us Christians is that we judge other people.
Amen.
And you judging them, you looking down on them,
amen,
is causing that person to end up in hell.
Amen.
Whereas you should be the someone to come and take them out of the pit that they are in. With the smell that they are smelling. It's fine, let's go to church. Hallelujah. I don't care how much sins you have or how deep you are in sin. Let's go to church. God loves you. He wants you. There's a song we are singing, Siti Azul Azul. He is searching.
We are searching.
Efuneyoto.
Who is lost?
Hallelujah. Remember, do you remember when you were that one that was left
behind?
And the 99 was there and he came and came searching for you. Why don't you be the one who is going to search for the one that is lost in the flock of Christ? Why are you selfish about your Christianity? You are born again. Why are you not bringing others to be born again? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why are you not zooling?
Why are you not
zooling? Uzula zulile funa wena.
Uzula zulile ene funa wena.
Walk tall. And he brought you in and you are safe. Now that you are safe, you are comfortable.
Manje
you are not even looking back to see who's left behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be like Christ. Let us look back and reach for those who are left behind. Hallelujah. When we seek the kingdom of God, we seek to do the will of the Father. We seek to win souls. Then we are doing what God wants. It is God's desire that everyone be born again. But he cannot, he already did the first part. The part that is left is with you. He needs to do that work through you. He needs to go fetch the lost one using you. You need to yield. You need to give all and say, Father, I'm born again, yes. I'm going to heaven. No question about that, definitely yes. But who am I bringing with? Am I coming alone? Don't come alone. There's someone who needs you. There's someone who needs you to. To forget about the sun, to forget about the rain, to forget about yourself. Hallelujah. And say, I'm gonna give my time to God. I know your napping time is precious. But I'm gonna give my that 1 hour and talk to someone. That soul you might be bringing to Christ. You don't know how many people they are carrying inside of them. There's probably an evangelist or a prophet out there. Deep in sin. A drunkard. That needs you. To come and hold them by the hand and bring them here. So that God can also use them for what they are called for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let us be on our feet. I'd like us to pray. And say, Father, I heard your word today. Father, use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Yield yourself to him this morning. You've been a Christian for too long, but there's no works, there's no fruits in your life. There's nothing that is showing that you are a Christian. Say, Father, I'm changing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to raise up your voice and pray for yourself.
The
Lord, use me. Let me be like Christ. Let me be like my Master Christ. Let me be a soul winner. Let me cry for the souls. Let me be hungry for what you are hungry for. Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help us. Help your church, Lord. Help us to be soul winners, Almighty God. Help us to go reach out for those who are lost.
Most Almighty God, who needs us? The work that you need to finish, oh God, you can do it through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. I surrender all to you for you to use it, oh God. I pray, Almighty God, that you use me. Manderebo sikari enderebo sikari enderebo sikai riba kapari enderebo sikari enderebo sikari enderebo sik riba kapari enderebo sikari enderebo sikara baba baba yakande ele breketere mundo robo sikari enderebo sikari enderebo sikaya. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Riende rebo sikari enderebo sikari enderebo sikara baka payaka. Manderaboshi karyenderaboshi karyenderaboshi karabaka panyenderaboshi kaya. In the name of Jesus.
Listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.